This is LA Business Spotlight.
Green is good.
Always be closing.
It's strictly business.
Welcome to LA Business Spotlight. I'm Joel Metzger. My guest today is Nicole Jansen, who is a trainer and a coach at Discover the Edge, which is a training and development company. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you, Joel.
Tell us about Discover the Edge.
Thank you. Well, Discover the Edge is a strengths-based company. So what we do is we help people to maximize their potential, increase their results, doing what they love. It's about helping people to identify and play to their strengths.
So, well, then why don't people play to their strengths anyway?
That's a great question. There's actually several reasons why I think they don't play to their strengths. First of all, most people don't know what their strengths are. You know, they spend their life doing something just to create a paycheck, just to earn some money, and never spend that time to sit down and think, what do I really love to do? What am I passionate about? What could I do all day, every day, and not get bored of it? And so that's the first thing, is they don't really know what their strengths are. Never spent the time to do that. Second thing is, I think that there's so many options out there nowadays. There's the internet. You can learn about any number of topics. And so a lot of times people, you know, they start to get some ideas and say, well, I like this and or I like that, but really, you know, aren't able to narrow down into one particular thing because there's just too many options out there, too many things available to them.
Right.
I'd also say that a lot of people are actually afraid to fail.
Right, it's common.
Yeah. So they're afraid that because they just the idea of making mistakes, we're conditioned. When we go to school, you know, they condition us that mistakes are bad. You know, you get docked, you know, marks in, on a test or whatever.
Right.
And so people get this idea that mistakes are bad. And so therefore, you know, I don't want to try something. I don't want to step out. I don't want to go from my safe, secure job. I work with a lot of executives, people that are very successful in what they do. And, you know, they ask, this was one guy, he was an executive director of an international bank. And I said to him, I said, so tell me, he was looking at a career change. And I said, so tell me, what do you love to do? And he said, what does that have to do with anything? I said, it has everything to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things that he was afraid of as we went into the conversation was, what if I step out and give it a shot and try something new and it doesn't work? I'll be a failure. I'll have lost something in the process. When in reality, as we make mistakes, as we, whatever you call it, quote unquote, make mistakes, is really what we're doing. That's how we learn. That's how we evolve. That's how we grow.
Right.
You know, there's another thing that I think really people don't play to their strengths is because they're afraid of actually making enough money doing what they love.
Right.
So, you know, the idea of like, we're in LA, right? So people come here, this is the city of dreams, right? I come here as an actress or a wannabe actress or singer, songwriter, author, any of these things, and they dream of doing that. And but most people, there's so many people out there that are afraid to take that step, to make that move, because they see the people that come here that don't make it. Yes, out of all the people that come, only a certain amount of people actually do make it.
Right.
When in reality, when you look at it and say, okay, if I have a strength and a talent for singing, for example, which I don't,
right.
But if I did, then, you know, there's so many other ways that you can actually use that strength. It's not just about coming to LA and seeing if you can, you know, make it in the big stage.
Right.
So, like, for example, I have a friend of mine who is who's a phenomenal singer. And she's, you know, she's amazing. She's creating an album right now. She sings with a group and they do gigs and so forth, which is great. But she is not able to do it on a full-time basis.
Right.
And but what she is able to do is just recently she actually took that strength and said, okay, I'm really great at this. How can I use this and help other people, just because there's more ways to do it. So,
sure.
For example, what she did is just recently did a vocal intensive, teaching speakers how to use their voice, project their voice more effectively, maintain their voice in their speaking. So now she can transfer that skill, which most people would say, well, I'll never make it in the entertainment world.
Right.
She can use that skill other places so that she can do what she loves to do, earn enough money, so that you can do it all the time.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It makes total sense. You have to think outside the box. What is it you love to do, and how can I make some money at it? It doesn't have to be the one golden ring that everybody else is out reaching for.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways to use your strengths.
Okay.
And the other thing is that a lot of people don't know how to sell. And that may sound kind of odd. Where does that, how does that fit into it? Is that the number one sale people need to make really is the sale to themselves. They need to believe in themselves enough to be able to believe that they have the strength and the talents and the ability to be great at something. You know, it's like that poem from, I think it was Marianne Williamson. She talked about, who am I to be beautiful and gorgeous and all these things? In reality, who am I not?
Right.
Who am I to not be those things?
Right.
In reality, every single person, I believe every single person is able to be a 10 at something.
Right.
You know, and the question is, what are they able to be a 10 at?
Right.
You know, and let's figure out what that is, help them to channel that talent into a particular area so they can monetize it. It's not just about, let me do what I love to do and survive and simply survive in life. It's about, how do I use those strengths and channel them and monetize them in a way that I can actually create a great life for myself, have a life, live a life more abundantly.
It's really a great way that you put that, because before going out and selling yourself to the world, you're going to have to first sell yourself to yourself.
Oh, you absolutely.
Know, and selling to yourself, I really like that concept. That's really great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to bring in an associate of Nicole's named Nick Pereira. He's going to be on the phone with us. And we're going to talk further. This is Joel Metzger with LA Business Spotlight.
LA Business Spotlight is brought to you by Icebox Logic, makers of fine handcrafted audio and video. Go to iceboxlogic.net to see examples. Your company needs to communicate.
We are back with LA Business Spotlight. I'm Joel Metzger. I have in the studio today Nicole Jansen of the consultancy Discover the Edge, and we've been talking about how you can discover your own strengths, how you have to sell yourself before you can sell anyone else, a lot of different things. And we have on the phone now Nick Pereira, and he's calling in from St. John, New Brunswick. And Nicole, why don't you tell us about Nick?
Well, Nick is actually somebody that I met a couple of years ago, and he's a perfect example of what we've been talking about is about playing to your strengths and living, really living with passion. Nick is all about living with passion. And so the reason why I thought it would be great to have him on this program is to really demonstrate how this works. So a couple years ago, as I said, I met Nick, and he was actually running a commercial cleaning business with his buddy and, you know, making a few dollars. And basically it was, two guys in a truck. And they were having fun and they were doing some good things. But, you know, when we got together and I started working with them, and it became very evident very quickly that Nick's passion was really about creating transformation. And about, you know, helping other people through coaching to help them be the best that they can be. And so so over the last couple of years, he's transformed, sold his business, has gone into the coaching business. He now works with me. I'm actually having him come out in January for an event in L.A., and that's going to be a lot of fun having him as a guest speaker there. And he just, he literally lights it up on the stage and just really inspiring people and helping people to transform the way they think, the way they see themselves, the way they see others, and which is really all that we're about. And so I thought it would be great to have Nick here and share a little bit of his thoughts and his experience and his journey, where he is today and where he's going from here.
Wow. That was a great send-up. Nick, we talked about a lot of things before the break. You want to weigh in on what we talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. What you guys have been talking about, what Nicole's been talking about playing to your potential, about playing to your strengths, I mean, it is the most important thing you're going to do in your life, in my opinion. I owe so much to Nicole and what I've learned from her. And I've worked with her in the past few years, and she's got such a talent to bringing people to play to their strengths and really making that most important sale. And that sale is, you know, as Nicole mentioned, is the sale to yourself. You become your self-concept. So if you can't sell your dream to yourself, that's going to be your toughest sale. Nobody else is going to follow you. Nobody else is going to enroll and register into your dream and help you create that until you are in alignment with yourself, so until you've made that most important sale, which is the sale to yourself. And Nicole has helped me do that. I'm super excited to be working with her and discover the edge. this organization is leading transformation, and I'm just really excited to be part of it and be working with Nicole.
Wow. Well, I'm getting a sense of why she likes you so much. You're a real ball of energy there, Nick.
thank you.
Well, what was your catalyst, would you say, for your growth and transformation?
Sure. That's a great question, and it comes down to a moment. You see, what's phenomenal about transformation is that there's no going back from it. And I had discovered that I was carrying around my past with me. Failures, regrets, things that I was holding on to, people that I were blaming for things. And the moment that I was able to see myself for who I truly was. And I'll be honest, it's not an easy process because essentially I didn't like what I saw. I saw myself and I was like, oh my goodness, is that who I really am to the rest of the world? And it was nothing to what I actually thought I was. Right. I was so angry, so frustrated. In fact, if you had told me, Nick, you're really angry, I would have got angry with you for telling me I was angry. Right. And I would have been arguing with you that I wasn't angry in a state of angriness. And that is, to me, like nuts. It's actually chaotic. And a lot of our world is living in that zone. And my catalyst was the moment that I was able to see who I truly was. And at that moment, I was able to forgive myself. I was able to release some of the energies. My relationships got better. My connections got better. My whole life increased. And the context or the space in which I was able to do things all came into existence through that one moment. So that was definitely the moment in time. And then all the training that I received from Nicole and other mentors and teachers just all added into that and was able to fill that new space, that space where I was able to come from love and come from acceptance. And when I met someone, I didn't have an immediate anger. I had a calmness about me. So that was definitely my moment of transformation.
Wow, that's really inspiring. Okay, so the new year is upon us, and that's when everybody makes resolutions and they set goals. But what can they do in the context of Discover the Edge, all these things that we've been talking about? What do you recommend to people to do for 2013?
That's a great question, Joel. Thank you. What I would suggest is to start off with, before you go making all those goals and those plans and a lot of times people do that, right? They'll make these goals and these plans that they have for the year, but they're really not passionate about it. And that's why a lot of times these things fade, right? They fade after the third or fourth week, or certainly 6 months in, it's like, oh yeah, I had those things that I wanted to accomplish. And right. So what I think is to start off with, the best thing to do is to start off from a foundation of knowing what are your strengths.
Right.
What are you passionate about? Spend some time sitting down by yourself with a journal and writing out and saying, what are my strengths? What am I great at? What do I love to do? What do I hate, right? Because that's also a clue into what you're passionate about. And sit down and what are my abilities? What could I do all day, every day and not get bored of it? What is the thing that I'm a 10 at? Ask your friends, you know, ask your family. Be careful with that one, of course. You might get some.
Right.
But you know, get people that really have your best interest in mind.
Right.
That see you for your greatness, not just in terms of what are your weaknesses, because that's what most people are conditioned to do is focus on the weaknesses.
Right.
But it's people that can actually see what are the things you're great at. And so really hone in on what are those strengths? What's that unique ability that makes you great? And we've got some great resources. I mean, Joel, this is a process that people can spend a lot of time on,
right?
And it's a valuable exercise to do. And so we do have some free resources and some other resources on our website, which, discovertheedge.com. They can go there and check that out. So that's the first thing. Set aside time to discover your strengths. Secondly, what I would say is that trust yourself. In this world, you know, this we're things are changing so fast. And I actually was reading a book recently that was called Risky is the New Safe.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's a really great book. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very direct, very to the point. And risky is the new safe, meaning that you got to be able to trust yourself to make good decisions. Remember earlier I was talking about making mistakes. People are afraid of making mistakes. You got to get past that.
Right.
You know, realize that that's how we learn.
Right.
recognize that you're going to make mistakes. Your things are not always going to go the way that you want them to. But to be able to trust yourself enough that you're going to make enough good decisions this year that you're going to succeed.
Right.
And trust is a big thing. The third thing I would say is that you got to believe in yourself. You got to focus and work on your self-concept. Nick alluded to that.
Right.
Your results, this is a really important piece here, is that your results will never exceed your self-concept. So if your self-concept is set for, I'm going to make $50,000 a year, that's what I'm used to, and that's what I'm comfortable with, but your goal for the year is I'm going to make 100 or I'm going to make 200 or 500,000, see, there's a gap there.
Right.
So you got to be able to manage that gap. You got to be able to shrink that gap, in fact, right? And so you do that through different exercises, how you, in terms of acknowledging what you're great at, your personal assets, looking at those things that you've already accomplished, your wins, as one of my great mentors teaches, is to celebrate all your wins.
Right.
To be able to have develop positive self-talk for yourself so that you can begin to believe in yourself that what you dream of, what you want to do, that creating that life that you truly want is actually possible for you. So it's about knowing your strengths, knowing what you're passionate about. Number two, it's about, trusting yourself. Number three, it's believing in yourself that you're actually capable of it. And then for heaven's sakes, number four, learn how to sell. If you don't know how to sell or you've got some limitations or, concerns about that, saying, oh, there's so many people out there that say, I hate to sell, can't sell, don't like to sell. In reality, realize that we all sell all the time. We're always selling an idea. We're selling our spouse. Certainly, if we're married, we're selling all the time, right?
Right.
We're selling our kids. We're selling our boss. We're selling our clients. We're selling people all the time. And as I said, the number one sale is really selling you on you.
Right.
Because nothing's going to happen this year. You can make those goals and set those plans in place. But you know what? Unless these things I'm talking about, if you've worked on these things, the rest of it's not going to matter.
Right.
Because you're going to convince yourself, you're going to actually sell yourself on why it won't work. Or if it doesn't work, afterwards you're going to sell yourself on why it didn't work.
Right.
See, the reason, the excuses, the justifications, as opposed to really spending that energy and really focusing on what it is that it takes to actually be successful. And what I always, I'm very passionate about helping my clients to create the life they want. How do you create the life that you want? Well, you first got to know what it is.
Right.
And then you got to believe it's possible.
Right.
And you got to also believe it's possible for you, not just for anybody.
Right.
And the last thing I would say is you got to hang out with people that are moving forward. Association is key. When we were kids, our parents would ask us and say, who are you hanging around with?
Right.
Because they knew that you would become who you hung around with. And I think that this year would be really important for people to, if you want to create success, if you want to create the life that you dream of, I would encourage you to spend the time to, to get around people that are forward thinking, that believe in their own dreams and are chasing their dreams, and also that they believe in you.
Right.
The people that would encourage you to move forward and to continue to move, and stimulate your thinking. So you're surrounding yourself because environment is greater than will. So you got to surround yourself with people and create an environment for success.
That's a really great point. That positive energy and negative energy is contagious.
You
pick it up. And yeah, I think it's really important to surround yourself with positive influences and positive people.
Yeah.
So, Nick, anything you want to add to those points?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I mean, whatever Nicole says, just go ahead and do that. I honestly believe that, and I'm not just saying that. She knows what she's talking about, and I've been doing what she says for 2 years, and it's led me in an amazing path. The one thing that I would add from my perspective is when you set out your goals for 2013, make sure you come from a place of passion. Make sure you come from a place of don't set your goals and be thinking about all the horrible things going on in your life right now,
right,
or thinking about the lack of or whatever that you're dealing with. Meditate, pray, do whatever you need to do. Release yourself of that and come from a space of love. Come from a space of passion when you're setting your goals. The other thing that I would say to you is look at your life from a holistic point of view. I know, entrepreneurs and business owners, we get so caught up in making tons of money and excelling our business and growing, and that's fantastic. Keep going down that path. And remember what's really important to you. Remember your family goals. Remember your fitness goals. What are you going to do to give back, to contribute to the community? Where are you at in your spiritual life? That's the foundation. Where are you coming from? And look at your business goals and look at your life goals and make sure that those two are in alignment with each other. And that would be my biggest advice for coming up for 2013.
Wow. You got me all pumped up here. Okay, so in overview, as we're wrapping this up, you mentioned some resources. What can people who have listened to this and they're getting pumped up and they're wanting to make changes, what can you offer them?
Okay, well, if they go to our website, which is discovertheedge.com, we actually have several resources on there. We've got some free resources. Actually, we just put up there a brand new course. It's a 30-day course called Discovering the 7 Keys to Maximizing Your Potential. And what this is this is a 30-day course where every single day you spend 7 minutes a day, invest actually, 7 minutes a day into creating the life you really want. And so we've broken it down into 30 different steps that develop on each other and very powerful. So that's a free resource that you can go and register for on our website right on the front page. And I highly, highly encourage you to do that. If you want to make a change this year, if you want to truly create the life you want, this is going to be a resource that's going to help you to do that. Second thing is, well, this month, actually, I told you that I'm going to be bringing Nick into LA. We've got a 2-day program that we're going to be doing here in January and really helping people to kick off the year strong. And the program is actually called Discover Your Selling Edge.
Okay.
So it's really shifting people's mindset about sales. A lot of times people, they talk about sales, you know, it's something bad and it's about, you know, making people buy things that they don't want. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about knowing what your strengths are, knowing what is also the helping people to get find out what they want and help them get it. Really, sales is about helping people to get what it is they want in life. And in the process, of course, you get what you want. As Zig Ziglar, the late Zig Ziglar, said, you know, you help enough other people get what they want and you get what you want. And so that whole weekend is going to be about identifying your strengths, identifying how you can use that in your business and as an entrepreneur to turn around and monetize it. So creating your selling edge, really. And so you're going to walk out of there with a sales process and sales strategy and hit the ground running and really make 2013 a strong year for you. And so, yeah, I would really recommend that people go check those things out. We've got also some assessments, some positive personality assessments on the site that they can take advantage of. We just got the whole idea was to be able to create some really great tools and resources for people to go. Obviously, I'm a coach, I'm a trainer. We also do some one-on-one and so forth. But really, from a resource standpoint, we want to be able to have anybody who really wants the information can come to our website and find it at whatever level, at whatever stage they're at.
And give us the website one more time.
Sure. It's discovertheedge.com.
Thank you so much. This was a really great podcast. I really enjoyed this and I learned a lot. I really like your concept of selling yourself before you are able to sell the rest of the world. I really got a lot of it. Nicole Jansen, Nick Pereira, I want to thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much, Joel. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. Joel, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to LA Business Spotlight. If you have a company or service and you'd like to appear on the show, send an email to info@iceboxlogic.net.
This podcast was recorded at the studios of Icebox Logic.